From KLW News, I'm Babette Thomas with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about Measure RR, which voters in San Francisco, San Mateo, and Santa Clara will consider. Measure RR would add a 0.125% sales tax on Caltrain fares for the next 30 years. In regular times, Caltrain estimates this would bring in $100 million annually for the financially struggling transit service. Caltrain usually gets 70% of its operating funds from rider fares, but on the first day of the COVID-19 public health order, Caltrain ticket sales plummeted by 95%. As a result, Caltrain scaled back its operation by half, down to 42 trains daily. In recent months, ridership has largely returned, but Caltrain says current fares alone are not a reliable source of revenue for a transit service of this size. Caltrain says the revenue from Measure RR will not only allow the agency to keep fully operating during the ebbs and flows of COVID-19, but these funds will also pay to make the service more affordable and accessible for certain communities. And it will assist with the expansion and electrification of its system in 2022, making trains more environmentally friendly and more frequent. Measure RR is supported by San Francisco Mayor London Breed, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, as well as the Caltrain boards and the San Francisco Transit Riders Advocacy Group. But a dissenter from the Libertarian Party voiced concern about adding another long-term sales tax during an economic crisis. If you support this initiative to help Caltrain continue full operation and to improve its trains and services, vote yes. If you don't want to add the sales tax on Caltrain fares, vote no. Find more election briefs at KLW.org. For KLW News, I'm Babette Thomas.